Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We have a brand new guest for you guys, and we are going to be talking with SureDry. And today we have the GM, Jamie Budiak. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today, because right now people are probably having issues with some basements and foundational things, right?
Yeah, you know, coming out of winter, we end up with a lot of frost in the ground. So this year, frost ended up going about three and a half feet deep in the ground. And so, you know, that moisture that comes in the fall ends up freezing. As that soil freezes, it puts pressure on the foundations, either a block or a concrete foundation. And ultimately, you know, those walls start to get pushed in and they start to crack.
And I don't know a whole lot about foundations and things, but 3 feet doesn't seem like enough frost, right? Or is that normal?
Yeah, I mean, you know, frost depth is, you know, all of our foundations are built 4 feet or deeper because of frost. You know, frost can go that deep. This year, though, it was about 3.5 feet is what the frost depth ended up being.
Okay, so that's not super abnormal. It's kind of on the edge of...
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Yep. It just seemed weird to me. I always think 6 feet. And that's something totally else.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So like, you know, 2024, winter of 2024, we hardly had any frost on the ground because it was such a mild winter. But this last winter it was, you know, pretty significant.
Okay. And when you guys are checking houses and doing repairs and things like that, you get them set for where they should be. And then there's not any problems, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So we, you know, we, somebody calls us, a lot of times they're calling us, you know, they were getting water in their basement through these cracks have opened up. Got your spring or spring snow melt and then spring rains, you know, path of least resistance, water's gonna take the path of least resistance, heads in through those cracks, and then you know, you start to see some discoloring on the walls. You could see if it's a finished basement, you're gonna start seeing, you know, potentially some mold, things like that, wicking up the walls. And so we'll come in, we'll do a full diagnosis of what's going on both inside and out, and then you know, be able to give recommendations as to what the best fix is for the homeowner.
And it doesn't even have to be full-on flooded up to your knees of water, right? Like that little bit of trickle, getting that little bit of mold is almost worse.
Yeah, totally.
Because you're living in that, right? Everything comes out of your basement. Your your furnace is in there,
yep.
Unless it's above you, but that's a whole different circumstance. And that pulls all of that air through your house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you guys deal with that too, right? Air purification?
And... We sure do. So we've got a Sedona is a dehumidifier that takes out 90 pints of water a day, which is actually 100 pints of water a day. And, you know, when they test these dehumidifiers, like if you go to, you know, one of the big box stores and see the dehumidifier and it says, you know, it's a 60-pint dehumidifier, they actually test all of those dehumidifiers in kind of a controlled environment where the temperature is like 75 degrees. A lot of times in basements or crawl spaces, they're much cooler, and it's harder to pull water out of a cooler space. So those dehumidifiers, when they say they're a 60-pint dehumidifier, really probably closer to like 35 pints.
Maybe if they're upstairs in your living room, but not necessarily in your basement.
Correct, correct, okay. Yeah. So for us, you know, for our Sedona, it was designed for that basement environment, and that's where it does pull 100 pints of water out a day. And then we also have an Aspen, which is a air purifier that has three different types of filters to it, and has one that's a MERV 14 filter. So it takes down like to, you know, tiny microns out of your air. So I've got one at my house, and it's kind of funny because my wife gets those wallflowers, you know, that make your house. And then we've got the Aspen running, and it takes all of the smell that she's trying to make the house smell like. It takes it all out. So
that works that good.
Yes, it does.
Very good. Well, and this is a good place to stop. So we're going to take our break and hear from our sponsor. And then we'll come back, and I want to talk about what you guys do when you do it and what that experience is like. So we will be right back. Hang out here with us, please. We are talking with Jamie Budiak, GM from SureDry. and right here in Wausau. So we'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us and hanging out. We are talking with Jamie Budiak, GM for Sure Dry. And this is pretty cool because, like, right now we're in Wisconsin. Everybody has an issue with a foundation or a basement or a crawl space, or you've got all three of those things on your property. And you guys can do all of that stuff, right?
Yeah, sure can. Yep. So we, you know, if somebody's calling us because they've got, you know, water leaking into their basement, or they're worried, like, they're seeing cracks in their basement that they didn't have before, what we'll do is we'll send one of our system design specialists out, and they're going to do a full diagnosis of the basement, both inside and outside. And then they're gonna put together options for that homeowner. And so, you know, we're not, I'd like to think we're not salesy. We're more of a consultant. And we're going to show you what all your options are and then let you decide what level of protection you want with your home.
Yeah, I know it was a couple of years ago now. We had somebody come out from Sure Dry and, you know, go over everything with us. And the thing that I was so interested in, impressed with, is, again, he wasn't salesy in any kind of way. It was very informative. He found things that I guess I kind of knew to expect, but when he said it and then made it be like, this isn't that big of a deal, it was nice because it was comforting. I hear him thinking, like, oh my God, my house is going to fall down. Mm-hmm. But he was like, no, you can do, and some of these things you can do yourself. So he, like, gave us, you can do this and it'll save you. You can do this and then we'll come in and do this portion. So it was very nice, very informative. Highly recommend you guys and your staff because it was a great experience. I didn't realize that you hadn't been around here very long because I just always see you guys and I've known about you for a while. So how long have you been in the Wausau area?
Yeah, so, you know, so Sure Dry, we're in our 31st year. We started April of 1994. We ended up buying a building on Stewart Avenue in Wausau February of 2020. Like 3 weeks before the world got shut down by COVID. And so by May of that year, we realized the world wasn't ending. And so then we were able to actually open up the building and you know, start running out of there. So we've been here for 5 years in Wausau, but have been serving, you know, the Northwoods for 31 years.
Okay, so you're new-ish to our area, but not to the business.
Yes.
And the things. And so you're very versed in Wisconsin weather and basements and how we do things around here. So before we are done today, like, I want you to take us out with how people get a hold of you and what, you know, what kind of time frame, because I know some people, they're busy and they don't want to take, you know, a day off of work to have somebody come and give them an estimate, but what's a time frame?
Yeah.
And how can they get a hold of you? Because I want to keep going on the podcast side too and get a little more information from you so you guys can come back and hear a little bit more about the company and the culture and why you should call these guys, but how do you get a hold of me right now?
Yeah. Yep. So our phone number is 715-SURE-DRY. And so, or you can go to SureDryBasements with an S at the end, .com. And you can book a free estimate online through that. Otherwise, giving us a call. Our call center is open 7 days a week. So if you call on a Saturday or Sunday, you're going to get somebody, a live voice. And we're usually booking out about a week and a half to 2 weeks for estimates. But we do both nights and weekends as well. So if, you know, somebody doesn't want to take off of work, we certainly can work with that schedule.
Is it just depending on your whole, I know there's different variables for depending on where you live and all that, but is there kind of a standard time frame? Is it an hour? Is it a 3 hour? Like,
yeah, so our appointments, we like to have at least 3 hours. Not that it has to take that long, but we just want to make sure that we've got enough time to do a full diagnosis and then be able to, you know, present what our findings are and make sure that, you know, that we have enough time to do that.
Okay, very good. And like I said, we always run out of time in here, but we are going to keep rolling and do a little podcast to let you guys know a little bit more about the company and the culture, because I think it's very important. You guys are doing this for the right reasons on top of it. So trying to keep us all healthy and dry here.
Yes.
In the eastern Wisconsin, right?
Yep.
All right, so one last time, Jamie Budiak, GM for Sure Dry, and right here in Wausau, been here 5 years in our town, 31 total in the state, so they are not new, they know what they're doing, and 715-SURE-DRY is the phone number, so give them a call and come back for the podcast version of this and get a little smarter. Thanks so much for joining us today, and we will see you next week right here on Wave 125. All right, everybody, welcome back. We are talking to Jamie Budiak, GM from Sure Dry, and this is the podcast side of this because I feel it's important. They're a new guest, and they're doing this stuff for the right reasons. So I want everybody to appreciate and understand that. So tell us, Jamie, a little bit about the company, the mission and the culture. And then I do have a question specific on crawl spaces, but let's talk about the culture a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So started 31 years ago, been in the Wausau area. We've worked in the Wausau area that whole time, but actually have a facility out here. 5 years ago, we moved into that facility. But, you know, we really, really value our employees. And I know everybody says that, and, you know, culture is kind of a cliche thing right now, but we really work hard to make sure that our employees know that they're loved. We talk about, you know, loving our employees all the time. When we hire based off of our six core values, and, you know, we've got all of our employees are on growth and development plans. And so, you know, we really invest in them because they truly are the heartbeat of a company. So, you know, you ever hear the term Sunday scaries where people like it's Sunday and also like, oh man, I got to go to work tomorrow. My wife used to have a job that was like that. And like, I could just see her physically change her demeanor at like 2 o'clock on Sundays. And you know, just life is way too short to live like that. So I don't ever want our employees to ever feel like that's the case. And so, again, you know, we work really hard to make sure that, that's a great culture and that they enjoy coming to work. So again, I've invested in them, do a lot of, you know, cool stuff for our employees. Also do a lot of cool stuff for the communities where we serve, do a lot of charitable give back and things like that.
And you guys are based in the Green Bay Appleton area?
Yep. So our headquarters is in Menasha, and then our satellite office is here out in Wausau.
Okay. So currently you're predominantly the eastern portion of Wisconsin, but you're growing through it. You can make appointments other places. You've just been closer that way.
Yeah, northeast Wisconsin. You know, our territory is from like West Bend, Port Washington area, through Beaver Dam, up through Wisconsin Rapids, up into the Northwoods, and then over to Marinette. And then, you know, we do some work up in the UP as well.
Okay. So people that are listening that maybe have cabins or summer homes or three-season homes, mm-hmm. whatever, these would be places that you guys would be
absolutely
very good at
yep.
taking care of too. Yep. So you're not new to these things.
Not at all.
It's just the little sections of the state. So one of the things that drew me to you guys was I had seen a commercial for the ceiling of the crawl spaces and mm-hmm. that beautiful, pristine, white land that does not look like that currently in my house. But I feel like that's pretty common around here, right?
Yeah. You know, a lot of homes on lakes and rivers up here. I also have a crawl space at my house. And so, yeah, we can come in and encapsulate it with a product called Clean Space. And so it's a corded, reinforced, almost think of it like a pool liner. Like, that's how durable this stuff is. And so what we'll do is we'll come in and we'll put drainage matting. So it's like a dimpled matting that will go down first. And then we can put an insulation layer down if someone wants that. And then we come in with the clean space on top of that. And so ultimately what we're trying to do is we're trying to seal that moisture that is going to be coming up through the earth out from it getting into your house. Because again, what comes into your crawl space or basement, that air is what's going to come through via a stack effect, is going to come through the upper levels of the floor of the home. So any moisture that's in there, you know, people I always will have, you'll hear this like, oh, it's a cottage smell.
Mm-hmm. No, it's mold.
Yeah. Yeah. you don't have to have a cottage smell. We can come in and we can actually do some things to make sure that doesn't happen. One, encapsulating that crawl space, and then two, doing some dehumidification with our Sedona.
Sure. And so like in my instance too, we have jacks. I think everybody has to have jacks, right? That's what keeps mm-hmm. that crawl space from falling down into the earth. And mine were needing love, a couple of them. And the guy that came, you guys can do that too, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And he also gave us some tips just on our own, like, well, if you want to do some things, you know, it wouldn't have to be all expensive. But you guys have that knowledge, and it's very much easier for you to just do it because you know what you're doing. And you can fix those jacks and level the houses, and then you encapsulate them.
Yeah, yep, yeah. So if you've got sagging floors, uneven floors, we can come in with smart jacks and beams and actually, you know, raise those floors back up to what they're, you know, the level that they should be at.
And that way when you drop the, you know, gumball. It doesn't roll to that one corner.
Correct. Yes. Yep.
And by sealing those crawl spaces too, that increases your energy efficiency, right? Like you don't have all that just open up coldness coming.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to have energy savings. You're going to be healthier. Your house isn't going to be a fun house that isn't fun walking all towards one side.
Right.
Like there's no badness to having you guys come over and fix your house.
No, no, not at all. The process, we're going to come in as a consultant, not a salesperson. So, we're going to want to be able to tell you what your options are and then let you make the decision of what works best for you.
Sure. And I just wanted to make sure we had a couple extra minutes on this. And I want to have you guys back again in the future as we get maybe a little through summer and looking at fall. What do you got to do to get your house ready for fall? But since everything just thawed out and it's actually kind of nice out finally, and, these are important things to think about for the future. If you're going to be living in the space, it should be healthy. It should not be hurting you.
Absolutely, yes.
So tell us one more time who you are, where you are, and how to get a hold of you guys.
Yeah, so SureDry, we are on Stewart Avenue in Wausau. You can get a hold of us calling 715-SureDry, or you can go on to our website, SureDryBasements.com, and very user-friendly website.
Very good. And again, very, very nice people to have come to your house. So I know some people get worried about having people come in and see your spaces and know things about you and whatever and try to push you to do a sales pitch. This is not what that is at all. It's about making your house and you healthier.
Yes.
So highly recommend. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in today. And again, we'll talk again closer to fall so people can get prepped up before winter comes.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much. Jamie Budiak, GM for SureDry. Been a pleasure having you in, and I can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.